From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Toyota's president says he will not be making a trip to the U.S. to testify before Congress about the automaker's safety lapses. Akio Toyoda says the company's North American executives will answer lawmakers' questions on the massive recall related to faulty gas pedals. Toyota's recalls may grow. The company says it is considering a recall for its popular Corolla after fewer than 100 complaints about power steering problems. Two Toyota plants in the U.S. are being temporarily idled due to lagging sales of certain models. The production shutdowns include 2 weeks for a plant in San Antonio, Texas, and at least a one-day halt for a plant in Kentucky. From member station WFPL in Louisville, Stephanie Crosby has more.
A production line that makes Toyota Camrys and Avalons in Georgetown, Kentucky, will shut down for one day later this month because dealerships don't need the inventory. About 2,500 people work on the line. Plant spokesperson Rick Hesterberg says it might not be the end of production halts.
We are looking at some other potential dates, a couple in March, but we're not ready to confirm them because we're not sure we're going to need to. But this is just a reaction to customer demand and to allow those inventories to level back off.
Hesterberg says the February 26th shutdown is the result of Toyota's 8.5 million vehicle recall over the last 4 months over safety concerns. The line was also shut down for a week earlier this month because of a sales suspension. For NPR News, I'm Stephanie Crosby in Louisville.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says Iran's neighbors should help to ensure that Iran does not get nuclear weapons.
Everyone who I speak with in the Gulf, including the leaders here and the leaders elsewhere in the region, are expressing deep concern about Iran's intentions.
Secretary Clinton was speaking to an audience at a women's college in Saudi Arabia during her diplomatic swing through the Persian Gulf. Iran insists it is not pursuing a bomb, but Clinton said the evidence does not support that. The New York City police officers who shot an unarmed man on his wedding day will not face federal civil rights charges. The Justice Department says it has closed the investigation into the Sean Bell killing. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
Sean Bell and his friends were leaving Bell's bachelor party at a strip club in Queens when police shot them in November of 2006. Bell was killed and the others wounded. The officers were acquitted on manslaughter charges, and then the Justice Department investigated whether prosecutors could bring a federal case. Now the department has closed the investigation. After interviewing witnesses and reconstructing the crime scene, prosecutors concluded there is not enough evidence to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that the officers acted willfully. Reverend Al Sharpton, who has served as a Bell family spokesman, criticized the decision. He said, 50 shots on an unarmed man who engaged in no crime is intolerable. Ari Shapiro, NPR News.
This is NPR News. The Pakistani army is confirming for the first time that a key Afghan Taliban leader is in custody. Mullah Baradar is being said to be providing useful intelligence that's being shared with the United States. Word of his capture came as U.S. forces are spearheading a big offensive in the southern Afghan town of Marja, where Taliban fighters are apparently using human shields. An Afghan official says insurgents are increasingly using civilians as they fire at Afghan troops. The offensive is in its fifth day. Russian Evgeny Plushenko leads the Olympic men's figure skating competition after a dazzling performance last night in the short program. Plushenko is trying to become the first male skater in 58 years to win consecutive Olympic gold medals. From Vancouver, NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
27-year-old Evgeny Plushenko certainly doesn't look like a man who recently came out of retirement. He stopped skating after winning the 2006 Olympic gold medal and returned to competition late last year. Last night, his jumps were powerful as ever. He was the only skater to land a four-revolution quad jump cleanly. His spins were tight, his showmanship on full display. American Evan Lysacek also skated brilliantly. He's in second behind Plushenko, and he knows how tough the Russian will be in Thursday's deciding free skate.
Well, he has one major advantage over everyone, and that's an Olympic gold medal. He has power mentally, physically, because he has what we all want. And so I think it's going to take some mighty fine skating to get that power away from him.
Japan's Daisuke Takahashi is in third place, American Johnny Weir in sixth. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Vancouver.
And I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.